Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Amen. Let's do it.
Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family, and you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Yes, it is. It's WeTalkRadio.com. Well, good evening, everybody. We want to welcome you back to the E-Man After Show. We want to thank all of you guys that's coming in on the network, coming in on the phone lines. It is the E-Man After Show over here on We Talk Radio Network. Man, I have my little chocolate chip in the building with me, with my co-host, Dr. Mandy. Hey, Mandy.
Hi. Good evening, everyone.
Well, we want to welcome you back to the E-Man After Show. We want you guys to come on in on the phone lines, come on in on the network. We see the phone lines are lighting up. The time ticker is going off. It's the E-Man After Show. Man, we just jumped off the Mandy the Mentor Show and came on over here on the We Talk Radio Network. Had a great show over there, man. How you doing, man?
I am well. I'm happy to be back on the E-Man After Show.
Well, man, hope you have had a blessed day on today. Hopefully you have chilled out on today, man. It's been a marvelous day on today, Mandy.
It has been.
Man, it's been a relaxing day, I tell you, with all the calamities we got going on around the world.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
but,
yeah.
But today, man, we have had a marvelous day. Man, we have had a blessed weekend on this weekend. So we want to appreciate all of you, man, that's coming by way of the network on tonight. When we're in so many different time zones, we're all around the globe. We Talk Radio Network is all around the globe.
Right.
We're on all social media. Listen, if you want to follow the E-Man After Show or We Talk Radio Network, all the great personalities, you can follow us at www.wetalkradio, that's one word, .com. And, man, we're on about 50 or 60 different platforms.
That's right.
Why don't you help us out with some of the platforms where this show could be heard?
Sure. So we're on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast FM, Pocket Cast, Castro, CastBox, Buzzsprout, Podbean, iHeartRadio, YouTube, TuneIn Alexa, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, Amazon Music, Player FM, Listen Notes, Podcast Addict, and Deezer.
And Deezer. Listen, I love checking it out on Spotify. So all of you that's listening on Spotify over there tonight, want to appreciate you guys. It is the E-Man After Show. We're back. Man, it is 9 p.m. Central Standard Time where we broadcast this show down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. But it's daytime somewhere, Mandy.
Right.
It's evening time somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's nighttime somewhere. So wherever you're chiming in, Mandy, I see Berea in the stats.
Yes.
Who listening to the E-Man After Show? In Berea, South Korea, South Africa, United Kingdoms, Brazil. I said Berea, I mean Brazil. Yeah, we're heard all around the globe. We want to appreciate all of you that's coming in on tonight. The time ticker is going off. The phone lines are lighting up. Man, I tell you, we want to appreciate all the support. We have a YouTube channel. If you want to follow us on our YouTube channel, you can go to We Talk Radio Network. You can like, you can share, you can make a comment. But, man, if they want to subscribe, how do they subscribe for We Talk Radio Network?
Yeah, so, guys, you would just hit that subscribe button. Also, you want to hit the notification bell so that you can be notified when We Talk Radio Family upload new content.
Yeah, it's been a long day, huh?
It has been a long day.
I understand, man. We just come off the Mandy the Mentor Show. We broadcast that show on Blog Talk Radio Network at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. It's the Mandy the Mentor Show. Let's talk it up with Mandy.
Right.
And tonight we talked it up with Mandy over there, and then we jumped off that show and ran over here to do this show. I want to appreciate all of you that follow us on From the Mandy the Mentor Show, the E-Man After Show. Our Sunday is full packed, isn't it?
It is, E-Man.
From sun up to sundown.
Right.
Well, man, we want to appreciate all of you that join us on every Sunday night. Well, tonight, man, guess what day it is?
What day is it?
Guess what? Tonight is Bible study night.
Yes, it is.
Man, last Sunday night, we did jazz night last Sunday night.
We did.
Man, it was jazz night. Shout out to all of you that contacted me send me a send a station. You appreciate the jet. Because, you know, April was a stress awareness month.
Uh-huh.
And in April, we was just trying to bring your stress buster. I think we did blues night the Sunday before.
Mm-hmm.
We went out on my birthday, and then we had jazz night last Sunday night.
Right.
And then we kind of talked a little bit about the fighters in the school between the teachers and the students.
We did.
We dived into that conversation. It was a great, great show. If you want to go back, you can go back on We Talk Radio Network over there on YouTube. It's over there on the net. Or go on to Spotify. Go on to Deezer. Just pull up We Talk Radio Network and the E-Man After Show. You can always go back and listen to all the previous shows over here.
That's right.
On this network. Shout out to all the great personalities over here on We Talk Radio Network.
Yes.
Yeah, shout out to Miss Kia D.
Shout out to Miss Kia Davis.
I want to shout out to you, Miss Kia D. She's the owner of We Talk Radio Network. We want to thank you for being courageous and bold enough to start this great network 12 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And still running strong.
That's right.
And, man, we want to appreciate you. We want to appreciate all of you that's coming in on the net. The phone lines are lighting up.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because we got Bible. We're going to try to give you a little word tonight.
It is Bible study.
Yes. We're back again. It's Bible study.
Yeah, so we're so excited for tonight, man.
Yes, to all of you that probably didn't get a chance to go to service today, and to those of you that didn't get to watch your stream, you know, you didn't get to stream your service or get church in some type of way today. We're going to give you some word tonight, though.
That's right.
Man, because we got an awesome young lady that's going to be teaching us on tonight. Mm-hmm. Man, we got Executive Pastor Nakia Webster.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's going to be teaching us on tonight. She's from the Activity Church here in Dallas, Texas, and the young lady is got a word in her mouth.
Amen.
And so we so peacock proud and high, you know, happy to have her joining the E-Man After Show tonight. I see her standing by on the phone lines. We're going to bring her in here shortly. But, man, they tell me this Bible. These people are enjoying Bible study over here on the E-Man After Show.
They really are, E-Man. We've received great feedback in regards to the Bible studies. It has been very impactful, and we need that. We need it, period, right?
Right, right.
But in times that we are living in, a lot of people have lost hope. We have a lot of people that are gravitating towards impactful voices, you know, the Word of God. You know, we need teaching and, you know, in-depth teaching. And what I mean by that is just the Word,
right.
The Word of God. So this has been impactful, and we've received great feedback. And a lot of people are gravitating to the show on the first Sunday of every month so that they can hear the Word of the Lord.
Because this is what we need, prayer and the Word, and need lasting.
That's right.
There's so much going on. And so, man, for our listeners that are listening tonight, won't you tell us just a little bit about Pastor Webster?
Oh, sure, sure. Mm-hmm. So I will tell you a little bit about Pastor Nakia Webster. She has been faithfully serving in ministry for 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
She is a personable minister who is passionate about connecting with people, connecting people with God and encouraging believers to live out their faith while applying full gospel of Jesus Christ to their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Nakia is currently working on her Master of Theology and serves as the executive pastor of Activate Church of Dallas under the leadership of singer pastor Mahari Allen.
Shout out to Pastor Allen.
Yes.
We want to shout out to you and the First Lady, sir. We want to appreciate you. We got one of your own tonight.
We do.
Yes.
And we're excited.
Yes.
We're so excited to have her.
Yeah, we're excited to have her. Man, she has so much great confidence. I like her quote. She said, "I'm a woman of much substance and ambition integrity and love."
Yes, I am.
A Proverbs woman.
Yes, Proverbs 31:10-31 woman.
Yes, and so we are just so peacock proud and hyena happy to have her joining the E-Man After Show.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because she's going to teach us a little of this word. We're going to bring her in here where she can we can introduce her to you, all of you that's on the network tonight, all of you that's around the globe, all of you that's on the phone line. Listen, we normally, 9:35, we does a segment called Encouragement for the Soul by Fred Bell. Well, we'll bypass the segment tonight because we don't want to interrupt her while she's teaching.
Right.
Come back next Sunday night, Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm. And you will hear Encouragement for Your Soul by Fred Bell.
Yes, and I want to thank all you guys that appreciate his segment just as well. And, man, we want to appreciate all of you listeners. We keep coming back every Sunday night because y'all keep coming back.
That's right.
And we're in different time zones, so all around the world. It's the E-Man After Show. I'm E-Man. That's Mandy over there.
Hi.
And so, Mandy, let's see if we can get our teacher in tonight. Let's see if we can get Pastor Webster in here tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Let's bring her up. Hello, Pastor. Are you there?
I am here.
Yeah. Hello, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Well, man, we are doing absolutely fantabulous. We blessed, black, and highly favored, and unapologetic about it.
Are you able to hear me okay?
I hear you just fine. Your sound, you're coming through just great. Well, we're so glad to have you. Welcome to the E-Man After Show.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
Yes, well, I'd like to introduce you to my better half, Amanda, the mentor. She's the co-host of the E-Man After Show, but that's my little wife over there. Amanda, this is Pastor Webster.
Hi, Pastor Webster. Welcome to the E-Man After Show.
Hello. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Likewise.
Yes, ma'am. Well, we're so excited to have you on tonight. Man, we have been talking it up. We've been sharing with different ones, and different ones been sharing, and we could tell because they're on the phone lines, they're on the network. They come to get just a little bit of word on tonight before they go to bed. Because, Pastor, what we try to do is, you know, a lot of times when people get ready to go to sleep, whatever last they doing, they go to sleep with it in their psyche. And so we have an encouraging soul for a lot of them on Sunday nights, and a lot of great music and a lot of great information. And people lay down with something positive in their heart and something positive in their spirit. So this segment here, where we're doing Bible study, you know, somebody didn't make church today. Somebody didn't stream today. And so they'll get to lay down tonight on some good word on tonight, because we're getting ready to turn you loose and just let you go on your own way to teach us the Bible.
Okay. Amen.
Well, we're glad to have you. Want to shout out to your pastor, Pastor Allen. Want to shout out to all of your members over there at Activation Church of Dallas, you know. And, man, we're just so peacock proud to have you on tonight. Had an opportunity to meet you. And, man, I tell you, it's just a privilege to know you, you know. And to
well,
be able to share.
To God be the glory. Amen.
Ma'am?
I said, to God be the glory.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And so, so Pastor, what we normally do is we'll just kind of let you go in your own way. And as you teach, and sometimes people have questions, and so we'll try to save them at the end. Sometimes, as you explain the word, they don't. And so they just sit there and listen and solve it up. And if not, me and Amanda kind of do a little recap, and we'll let you do some shout-outs, and we appreciate you stopping by the E-Man After Show on tonight. You done had a long day today, Pastor?
It's been a long day, but I'm in no ways tired.
You're on assignment tonight, huh? You ain't tired at all, huh?
I'm not tired.
No. I understand. Well, that's awesome. And just before you get started, Pastor Webb, why don't you tell us a little bit about your church and your pastor?
Well, I'm a member of Activate Church, and mm-hmm. I'm just so grateful. Because when I arrived at Activate, I had been kind of worn down, mm-hmm. and I was looking for an excuse to not commit, and I couldn't find one. And what mm-hmm. had happened was, I had allowed the enemy to sift me as wheat at that particular mm-hmm. time.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got there, God activated. He reactivated the Christ in me.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. And I'm just thankful to be there. Yeah. I'm thankful to serve under such a humble pastor and first lady. I'm thankful for the members there. I mean, it's just purity of heart, and the whole Bible is just taught, and the worship is going forth in spirit and in truth.
Yeah, why don't you tell us where your church is located? I mean, I already know, but I'm
our church is in we're in Mesquite at 3300 Gus Thomason Road in the old Bank of America building.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. And so you're the executive pastor over there, huh? What does executive pastor do, Pastor? For those we're in different time zone, and I can't really, assume that everybody know. You know what I'm saying? So that's what do you exactly do, Pastor?
Well, I hold the systems together.
Okay,
and so everything, so basically I'm the senior pastor is the visionary,
yes.
and I execute the vision.
Right, right.
And of course I cannot execute the vision by myself, so mm-hmm. I execute the vision by, of course, listening to the instructions, mm-hmm. and then delivering the instructions by way of systems that are clear to the mm-hmm. leaders that are in position.
Yes, yes.
In the different ministries.
Yes, ma'am. Well, that's so awesome. Well, we're glad to have you on tonight. We want to appreciate you taking out your time because I know you're an educator and you've got a long week and a long day on tomorrow, but I do want to honor you for stopping by on tonight to share what God has put on your heart. So we're going to turn you loose, Pastor Webster. We're going to turn you loose and let you teach us. You got all the way up to 11 o'clock. I don't know if you're going to go that long, but you got up until the Holy Spirit released you. And then we'll come back and wrap it up, ma'am.
Okay. Amen.
Well, you can take it and you can go on your own way.
Okay. Well, I want to start in a word of prayer. Lord,
sure.
I thank you for your word. I thank you for your spirit. I thank you for your grace, your mercy, and your love. I thank you for your kindness. God, we ask you to forgive us for our sins
yes.
and help us to take the route of escape that you provide for us, because your word says for every temptation, you do provide a way of escape. Help us to forgive others and help us to forgive ourselves, Father. We
yes.
pray that your word takes root and that we digest it and apply it to our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, it's all yours, Pastor.
Amen. Thank you. So I'm coming from a space of not growing up with a father. I don't have a sad story. Let me be clear. It was once
mm-hmm.
sad, but it's not sad anymore. But for anybody that, whether you had a father or didn't have a father, oftentimes you view God in the light that you saw your father in. And so I didn't have a light to view God in. I did
mm.
not know how to see him. And so I just saw God as bits and pieces of the things that I had heard people say, like, oh, he's going to get you for this, and he's going to get you for that.
Right.
When in reality, we find success in relationships when we listen to people tell us how they want us to treat them.
Mm-hmm.
God has put it in his word. We don't even have to guess. He told us exactly how he wants us to treat him. And so there are 4 points here, and then I'm going to go back, and then we're going to read the scripture that backs up every point. So first, he wants us to love him. Secondly, he wants us to trust him. Thirdly, he wants us to obey him. And fourth, he wants us to live with integrity. And so I'll go back to the love. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 5 says, "Listen, Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength." Now, I don't know how do you love God with all your strength? You may not know what that means when everything is happy, when everything is beautiful. But what happens when you feel like you have lost everything, when you feel like all hope is gone? That's when you figure out how to love God with all your strength. And when we love God, he wants us to love him more than we love our money. He wants us to love him more than we love our family, more than we love our sorority, more than we love fame. And that is the unpopular opinion. And we live in a world where it's really unpopular to talk about God. I hear people say, they call me a Bible thumper. Well, who are you going to call when you need somebody to pray? And so I want to encourage you today, don't worry about what people say. Don't worry about how you're judged. What you need to focus on, do you love God? Because if you love him, it's not hard to love his people. And so here in this passage, we see that he desires our complete love and devotion. He wants us to give him our whole heart, soul, and strength. And he wants us to prioritize our relationship with him above all else. And oftentimes we say, well, I put God first above everything. Do you? So when you get up in the morning, do you acknowledge him? Is he on your mind? Do you have space in your day to ask him what it is that he has for you to do on today? Are you thinking about souls? Are you smiling at the people that you pass by? Are you giving grace when you're driving down the highway? Excuse me, I'm getting over a cold here. Do you give grace at work? All right, how are we treating people? You know, those are all outward manifestations of loving God. I'm a mother, and so I don't like it when people mistreat my children. I also don't like it when my children mistreat each other. And so one of the ways that my kids can show me that they love me is by loving each other. Same thing in the classroom. I'm an educator, and so I like to see the children love each other. But I also like it when my children trust me. And that leads me to the next point. In Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not rely on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. So in other words, God rewards those who trust in him and seeks his guidance.
Mm-hmm.
This one was a very difficult one for me because I'm by nature very analytical. And an analytical person is going to rely on their own logical mind for every
right.
problem that they come against.
Right. Right.
And that is absolutely against faith. And so I find not anymore, y'all, but, you know, hear me say not anymore, but trust me, it wasn't easy. I had to go through some things and learn some hard lessons. But I thank God for giving me intelligence, but sometimes intelligence can be dangerous because you'll think that you're more intelligent than the one that gave you the intelligence. And so God wants us to trust him with every problem. Let's first go to him. Because what will happen is we'll jump the gun and go and try to solve something that he has already worked out. And so us trying to solve it is now messing up something. And so I don't know about you, but what I have found myself doing is relying on God after I have gone through backup plan B, C, D, E, F, and G. When if I had just gone to God first, I could have saved a whole lot of money. I could have saved mm-hmm. a whole lot of time. I could have saved myself a whole lot of trouble. I could have saved myself from going around a marathon a few times,
mm-hmm.
too.
Mm-hmm.
And so God wants us to trust in his wisdom and his power. His wisdom is so infinite, and his power is immeasurable. I took a cruise, and, you know, people were saying, oh, girl, I'm so glad you had a vacation and blah, blah, blah. Y'all, that was not fun. It wasn't fun until I realized I was docking and I had made it and I had survived. I was terrified.
Yes.
Absolutely terrified. Why was I terrified? Because I was not in control. I knew that I was in a sea with waters so deep.
Mm-hmm.
And there was nothing I could do about it. And I was completely at the mercy of God. When in reality, I'm on land right now, and I'm still at his mercy. But it's not until we're in the air in an airplane or in the ocean that we really have to acknowledge that. And so I try to take that same level of discipline and that I have to acknowledge him every second of every moment of everything that I am doing while I'm on that ship or while I'm on that plane. And I try to apply that and keep that same level of alertness and awareness that God is in control when I'm in my everyday life on land.
That's
so we're reminded that we should trust in him with all our heart and not lean on our own understanding. When we seek his guidance in all aspects of our lives, he promises to make our path straight. So when we trust him, we follow his lead. It took me 8 years to graduate with my bachelor's degree, and it's really not supposed to take that long. Why did it take me so long? Because I was refusing to follow his path. I absolutely did not want to be a teacher. Why would I not want to be a teacher when that is the only thing I practiced doing my entire childhood? I am my mother's only child, and I sat in that house and played with my dolls and gave them paper and pencil every single day. And I taught them the calendar, and I taught them their alphabet, and I taught them how to count. I taught, that's all I did, really. And I didn't want to be a teacher because all I had heard was negative remarks about the profession. And it turned me off. And that's why we also have to watch what it is that we say and who is it, who hears us say that. Because all that I heard, it deterred me. So I went to college and changed my major probably about 5 times. And it wasn't until I surrendered to the call of teaching that I was able to graduate with no issues. And that's what we do in our life, though. In our life, when we find out something that we want to do or something that we need to do may cost a little bit more than we want to pay or take a little bit longer than we want to sacrifice, we try to avoid it. But if you look back on that thing, you realize that either you're still in a place of being stagnant, and if you are, I pray that you come out of that today, or you find yourself in a place where you finally did it, but you did it after you wasted a whole lot of time and money. And so it's easier if we just trust the author. He already wrote it. He already wrote our story. He knows the plans that he has for us.
Yes.
Obey. My third point, obey. John chapter 14, verses 15. If you love me, you will keep my commands. That one, I don't know about you, but that one convicts me every single day. Every single day. Because it's true. Jesus reminds us that our obedience to God's commands is a reflection of our love for him. And when we love God, we'll want to keep his commandments in the way that honors him, right? And I see this all the time because, again, as a mother and as an educator, I notice that kids will try to draw me a picture or make me a gift or something like that and to get my acceptance. And I always stop and tell them, hey, I love you anyway. You don't have to do that, especially at times where it's maybe teacher appreciation or where a lot of kids are bringing gifts. And then you have some kids that aren't able to. And I look at their eyes. They may be the most obedient ones. And I tell them, hey, I know you love me. And I have to word it in a way where the kids understand that I'm not meaning any harm, and I appreciate the gifts that they do give me, but that they don't have to. The greatest gift they can give me is to just do what I ask them to do. And so I hear that, of course, when I say it to the kids, I hear it myself, right? And it's like a reflection piece. Am I doing what God has asked me to do? Am I doing what God has called me to do? Sometimes obeying is doing something, and sometimes obeying is not doing something, right? And so, you know, that person God may want you to call and apologize to, or that person that God may want you to check on. Is pride getting in the way from us obeying him? Because I found that pride is really the root to all sin. Somehow we think punishment won't be rendered, or somehow we think that we can outsmart the system, or somehow we think that we can act like we didn't hear God.
Right.
And so I can just hear Jesus saying, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I'm so grateful for what he did on Calvary. I'm so grateful to sit here in a place of peace on today because it hasn't always been that way for me. There was a place where I was so shattered and so broken behind what other people had done to me. But I was also in a place where I was so shattered and so broken and so disgusted with myself for allowing myself to repeat the same mistake, to not do what I knew better than, or to do what I knew better than to do, right? And when we find ourselves there, we allow ourselves to condemn ourselves. And that's why in that prayer, in the opening prayer, I said, allow us to forgive ourselves. Because how can you move on if you're still hanging on to what you did on yesterday or hanging on to what you didn't do? Forgive yourself for not doing what you were supposed to do. and forgive yourself for doing something that you know you had no business doing. Now, that doesn't mean to continue to walk in that way, but forgive yourself and move forward. But I'm glad that we serve a God that even though he asks us to love him, even though he asks us to trust him, and he asks us to obey him, and even though we find ourselves not walking in these ways, we still serve a God that loves us enough to still come back and get us. So where you forgot to love him, if you just ask him to help you, apologize. See, you have to repent. That's the key. You do have to repent. You can't skip that part. But as soon as you repent, you'll find that he'll come and pick you up so fast as though you never failed. That's what holds us in that space, because we either have not repented or we have not forgiven ourselves. And so let's obey God. And guess what? For the self-righteous, you cannot obey him in your own strength. To walk in obedience takes prayer. It takes prayer. It takes fasting. It takes a community of accountability partners. It takes iron. You have to surround yourself with iron. Iron sharpens iron. We have to read our word. We have to spend time in his presence. We have to have relationship with him, right? And we also, in reading his word, we have to understand why he says the things that he says. Because if we just go by what he says, then it's difficult to apply that to 2023. So we have to apply the word, and yes, it is still valid today. But we have to establish relationship with him to understand how to apply it to every little situation. And then the fourth point here is to live with integrity. Psalm 84:11. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord grants favor and honor. He does not withhold the good from those who live with integrity. And so God rewards those that live with integrity. And to walk in integrity, that's not easy either. Because the enemy knows what we like, and he loves to wave it in our faces. But if we stop it, if we stop it from the beginning, I noticed when I was reading in Genesis, the serpent appeared to Eve, and he asked her what God said to her. See, it should have been stopped right there. Why do we need to tell the serpent what God said to us? Why do we need to tell anybody what God said to us? If we understand the instructions, then follow it. Because the moment we go to try to explain to somebody else what the assignment is, that's where deception can come in. So if you're explaining the assignment, you better be explaining it to somebody that you know is truly like your life partner, right? Your life partner is who you need to be opening up to in that manner. You don't open up to somebody that you don't know their spirit, because you don't want to be led astray. So when it comes to walking in integrity, you have to stop deception. You just have to guard all gates. And the moment that anything is trying to enter into one of the gates, the eye gate, the ear gate, the mouth gate, the moment you notice something foreign trying to enter, you better stop it. Because that's how you stop yourself from having to fight a battle. I mean, that's not the only way to walk in integrity. Sometimes you enter into a false agreement. But you realize it's wrong. Guess what? You don't owe loyalty to somebody that you entered into an agreement with that's wrong. The moment God convicts you and you understand that that's wrong, you now have the freedom to back out. And that's all you have to do is pray and ask God to help you with that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you signed a contract, I don't know what to tell you. But you still can pray. Prayer is always in order. But I know that God desires our whole heart, our love, our devotion, our trust, and our obedience. And when we honor God with our lives, he rewards us. People are watching. It's lost souls that need to be saved. You don't know who's watching you, but there are people watching. And if there are some people you minister to with your mouth, Then there are some people that you're ministering to every day by them watching you go and get in your car. They're watching you when you come home every day and you get out of your car. They're watching you when you go into work. When they see you work, are you working with the spirit of excellence? How are you treating people? Like, they're watching that. And so if your actions could tell the story of who Jesus Christ is it telling an accurate story? And if it's not, it's okay. We can pray about it and just ask God to help us straighten those things up. But to the person that is lost, to the person that is feeling like you're living your life in a whirlwind and you cannot figure out which way to go or how to even get out of the mess that you find yourself in, prayer, when somebody says pray, that's not just a cliche. It is truly the answer because we don't have the knowledge. If we had the knowledge, would we be in the predicament that we find ourselves in? We don't have it. God put us here with the void. So drugs won't fill the void. Alcohol won't fill the void. Relationships won't fill the void. Only God can fill the void that we have. And so I found myself trying to fill voids. And that's how I found myself in trouble every single time. Every single time I found myself in trouble, I was trying to replace the space that God was supposed to have in my life with something else that wasn't supposed to be there. So mm-hmm. tonight, I know I wasn't very long-winded here, but I do want to pray for somebody that may be feeling lost or maybe feeling like you maybe you hit three of these points, but you're struggling with another one. Before I do that, though, were there any questions?
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, on the phone lines and on the network, we're being taught the Word of God tonight by Executive Pastor Nakia Webster. She's been teaching us on tonight, and she has shared 4 points with us on tonight. And just so awesome, real plain and simple. And she came from the Word of God. She came from Deuteronomy, Proverbs, John, and Psalms. She came, we are understanding. Amanda, are you there? Yeah, just making sure your mic on.
I'm here.
Yes. And just before you pray, Pastor, to those of you that's on the phone lines are lit up. If you have any questions for Pastor Webster, you can hit option one. We'll definitely bring you in if you have any questions. Because she's just been sharing with us real practical and real simple and to the point. She started out in Deuteronomy chapter 6, 4 and 5, really talking about trusting God and obedience, you know, really obeying. You know what I'm saying, Mandy?
Yes. She was talking about love, you know, and I like when her introduction, how she talked about we find success in relationships when we teach people how to treat us, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she talked about how we treat God, what we do for him. Also, she paralleled it with her teaching, you mm-hmm. know, her being an educator and how she is with her students.
Right.
And so I feel like it was good. I also want to tap into Proverbs because she went into trust.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
she talked about, and I paraphrase because mm-hmm. this is understanding I received from her teaching. She talked about being analytical, how the natural mind wars with the mind of the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're analytical and intellectual, sometimes we try to operate out of our own strength, thinking we know what's best when God, in fact, knows what's best.
Right. And so, yes, and that's that she came from Proverbs chapter 3,
mm-hmm.
5 and 6. And so, you know, making sure, you know, you understanding, you know, your understanding is real clear. And then she talked about commandments, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Keeping his commandments from John chapter 14, verse 15. You know, that's a lot of the key here, you know, is obeying and keeping his commandments.
That's right. And I love the fact when she talked about when we trust God, we allow him to lead. And she talked about when we avoid his directives, how it causes us to become stagnant.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that a lot of us, we can relate to that
mm-hmm.
because there's many a times God has spoken and we may have went a different direction and things did not happen the way they were designed to happen.
Yes.
And also she talked about the greatest gift. The greatest gift we can give the Lord is obedience.
Yes, yes. And then she talked about walking in integrity because somebody's mm-hmm. always watching you. And she came from Psalms 84, verse 11, you know, because integrity goes a long way,
yes.
you know, no matter what, Pastor, are you there? No matter what. I've always, my mother, of course, my mother and my, somebody's always watching you.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, mm-hmm. that was a good one right there.
Mm-hmm.
When someone, I thought about it, E-Man, you know, I would always say that, who are you mentoring from a distance?
Yes.
Because at the end of the day, they may not be in close assembly, but somebody's watching your life.
Yes.
And is your life, as Pastor was stating, is your life in alignment with the word of God that you're teaching, who you're speaking about?
Right. And, you know, Pastor, I have had an opportunity to work with you. Were you watching me, Pastor? No, I'm just kidding.
I was.
Yes, ma'am. What'd you say, Pastor?
I was watching.
Yes, yes, yes.
I was watching. And you worked with a spirit of excellence and mm-hmm. integrity. Sure
oh,
did.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, yeah, it's so funny. I thought about all of that, you know, because you never really know who's watching you. And
that's
it,
right.
And it always someone that's watching, and they watching your life. And a lot of times, just like you were saying, Pastor, you don't really have to say a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your lifestyle and just who you are speaks mm-hmm. volumes, you know, especially when we're in the marketplace, like such as, you know, a lot of times we go into the marketplace and a lot of people are screaming loud. You really don't have to say anything,
right?
Because if mm-hmm. you know who you say you are, it's gonna bleed through and it's gonna show,
right?
You know, and so well, Pastor Weber, we want to thank you on tonight, because this is what this Bible study is all about. Just really making it simple and plain.
Yes.
Somebody that's listening on the network on tonight, the phone lines are lit up. If you guys have any questions for you, a lot of times, Pastor, they're on the line listening, and they solving it up and they taking it in. But if you have any questions, you can hit option one. We'll definitely bring you into the conversation. But it was made so plain tonight.
It was. It really was. I love when she talked about opening up. You cannot open up to anyone, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Considering our sources, considering our connections, considering what we share, because at the end of the day, when we go back to vision, E-Man, we can't share our vision, the vision God has given us, or even the plans God has given us with just anyone. And I love that. That really spoke to me personally.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, Pastor, I tell mm-hmm. you, see, this is what I love about the word of God. It is this simple.
Mm-hmm.
It is this plain. And Pastor, all we're trying to do is propel people and provoke people to just get back into the word of God, because scripture teaches us the word is made flesh in our lives. And so if we can get a calmer teaching where we're not beating people up before we can, you know, before we can get them, you know, if we're not condemning them and judging them,
mm-hmm.
just
yeah.
She talked about obedience, understanding, mm-hmm. integrity, love, obeying all of that in really about 35 minutes.
She really did. She summed it up quite fast. And she gave us an eye-opener
mm-hmm.
as well. She talked about the root to all sin is embedded in pride. You know, and it's an eye-opener because it allowed us to do self-examination and look within, you know, when we are disobeying God or when there is sin in our life,
mm-hmm.
you know, we know that there's pride somewhere
mm-hmm.
because we know what the word of God has instructed us to do.
Yeah, because, you know, I like when she talked about, Pastor, when you talked about being in a plane and being on a boat. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, that was good.
And we really, now our faith really got to be activated. Now we really got to
mm-hmm.
trust God with all our heart,
mm-hmm.
because she talked about not being in control.
Yes.
And for me, you know, a lot of us, especially us men, Pastor, we like to be in control. And a lot of times God wants us to let the wheel go so he can be in control.
Mm-hmm.
But because, you know, we men are egotistical and we, you know, that's just how we wired. We want to be in control, but really letting God drive, you know, take the wheel, really letting God be in control. He'll put you in situations. Somebody boat may be their marriage. She was talking about a boat being
oh,
in a
wow.
lot of water.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Somebody, It may be your marriage that you need to really trust God.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? It may be your kids.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Don't miss us tonight. She was talking about a boat on the water and trusting God because, mm-hmm. you know, when you out there in the ocean and see, man, you done been on a cruise, I done been on a cruise.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a whole lot of trust to be on a whole lot of water where you can't get to the land.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, when she talked about the email, I immediately thought about the processes that the Lord allowed us to walk through.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times when we're in the middle, when we're in the thickness of it, we can't always see the end result.
Yes.
We remember what the Lord said in the beginning when everything felt good. And
right.
God said he told us his plans. But sometimes when we're walking through the process and we get through to the thickness of it, sometimes it's like, Lord, where are you?
Mm-hmm.
I believe you, but I don't feel you right now. I can't sense you and I can't trace you. And I thought about when we're in the deep, you know, the depth of our life and the deepness,
mm-hmm.
how it can be sometimes. But that's when I went back and I gravitated towards the word trust again,
yes.
as she was explaining. So it was a lot of things that you said tonight, Pastor, that really resonated with me, and I can definitely apply it to my life. So I'm truly grateful that you came on the E-Man After Show tonight to share with us.
Yes, and I know a lot of people have these same kind of thoughts and they got something out of it,
mm-hmm.
because when you have
right.
to lean on God and trust him with all your understanding,
mm-hmm.
you know, with all, I'm talking about, she made it plain when she talked about the boat and then being in a car, being
mm-hmm.
on a plane.
Mm-hmm.
Then you come back to land and we had the tendency, well, you know, I'm on dry land, I can trust God. But when you can't see your way clear, you have to really, really dig down deep into trust him.
Mm-hmm.
Is somebody out there on the network, are you really trusting God or are you trusting in your job?
Right.
Are you really, really, really trusting in God or are you trusting in horses and chariots? Some people trust in their pastor more than they trust. Some people have made their pastors their God.
But, yeah.
Some people have made their church their God.
Mm-hmm.
God is not church.
Right.
You understand what I'm
right.
saying? But if you're going to put all your trust, and so this teaching, it opens up a lot, even though she shared it in 35 minutes,
mm-hmm.
it takes a lot. We talk about God now. We're not talking about man,
right.
because a lot of us are narrowing God down to human form.
Mm-hmm.
No, Almighty God, are you trusting the Creator
mm-hmm.
with all of your heart? You know, a lot of times we trust him when we're on dry land because we feel like, okay, but the same kind of trust if you're in the air, because every time we fly, it takes a little bit more trust to trust in God because you're not in control. Someone, you have put your life in somebody else's hand. So you have no other choice but to really, really trust God to make sure we're going to get to this destination.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're at home with your kids, do you trust God that same way? Do you have that same intensity
mm.
with your paycheck?
Mm.
You know, he asks you for a tithe with your pay. Do you trust him with your substance? You understand? Oh, it's just a whole lot of meat in this. You know, it's a lot we can chew on
right.
off of this, Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
And so tonight we want to appreciate you. We want to thank you for just sharing. And so to all of you that's on the network, nobody have hit option one. Maybe that person out there need prayer. Maybe that person is trusting God. Well, we're in the news about another killing that happened. We broadcast this show in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. And we were just talking about this on the other show. We're 35 minutes, we're about 35 or 40 minutes from Allen, Texas, from where we live.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? It's in our backyard tonight. But when it was in Uvalde,
mm-hmm.
you understand what I'm saying? It was, we praying for Uvalde, but now it's in Allen. And so what am I saying? As you pray tonight, Pastor, it's people dealing with someone is sad on tonight
right.
because they lost their loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here we back in the news and the tragedy is getting so close to home, which I'm tying it like this. Now we got to really, really trust God because when you could almost look out your back door and it's happening, and you know, it is then when we find ourselves like, man, we got to look at this thing pretty seriously now,
mm-hmm.
because it's getting close. So, Pastor, as you pray tonight, we want to thank you for pouring out. We want to appreciate you for taking out your time. I know you got. I said I wouldn't hold you long because I know you got a busy day on this week and tomorrow. So you could take the opportunity to pray, and then if the phone lines are lit up, those of you may have gave the number to call in, or those that's listening on tonight, you want to do any shout outs, you can do that. We want to shout out to your pastor and first lady. I know they said a word on today, and we just want to appreciate you, woman of God. Thank you for stopping by the Amen After Show. We're going to have to get you back because she have a powerful testimony, you know, but she's teaching on tonight. Pastor, we're going to have to bring you back so you can talk to us for real. Yes, ma'am. Where you can share.
Okay.
And so since no one hit option one, we want to appreciate you. Well, I got a lot out of it. I got a lot out of it, man.
I did also.
Yeah, and it's something about the Word of God, Pastor, when I sit there and listen to different ones teach so practical and so plain, mm-hmm. you walk away with a whole lot. You,
right.
you understand what I'm saying? There's somebody hooping and hollering, you don't understand nothing they say. So, Pastor, we want to appreciate you tonight, and if you like, you can get some shout-outs here. It's 2 minutes pro 10, and we kept our word. I'm trying to walk in integrity. I ain't going to keep you that long.
Yeah, we just talked about that. So I'm going to note.
And so, Pastor, awesome job tonight, woman of God.
Yes.
And so you can take it from here, Pastor.
Thank you. To God be the glory. Well, I do want to shout-out Activate Church. I love you all. Senior Pastor Mahari Allen, First Lady, Lady Shay, Assistant Pastor Tafarin Johnson, and Intercessor Banks, and just everybody, all of the Activate Church, my children, Dallas Theological Seminary, that's the school that I attend, and just the body of Christ to you all. Thank you for having me. Eman and Lady Mandy, Dr. Mandy, thank you both for having me.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
Yes, you're welcome.
You got a place to come home. It's home for you now. You can come back anytime.
And I just thank God. I thank God for not giving up on me.
Because
I'm just a good example of he can use anybody.
Yeah, that's why I want to bring you back so those because we got some pastors on tonight have talked. They have some powerful testimony. They're on the line tonight. And I'm about to bring you back to interview you so people could, you know, you don't look like nothing you've been through. But if people, you know, God just takes, man, I tell you, ain't none of us deserve it. But, boy, I tell you, when you come through on the other side, you're like, Lord, me? You using me?
That's right.
You know?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So you go right ahead if you'd like to do your prayer shout out, and then we'll pray too, and then we'll close the show.
Well, Father God, Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for this opportunity to connect with other believers. We thank you for connecting us around the world. God, we pray right now for those that have been affected by tragedy. We pray, God, that you just touch their hearts, Father, and somehow turn their tragedy into redemption and victory. We pray for those dealing with sadness, God. We pray that you trade their sadness in for joy and their loss in for win, God. We pray right now for the soul that may be struggling and making their mind up, or maybe even trying to understand if you're real, and if you're real, how did you let this happen? God, only you know how to go in and grab a hold to them the same way you grabbed a hold to me and everybody else that you've grabbed a hold to, like only you can, Father. Just help us to be the vessels that pour out love and kindness. But God, it is you that gives the increase. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the task that you have set before us. We pray that you guard our hearts and that you guide our steps.
Yes,
for the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And we pray that we stay on the track that you have for us to be on. We pray that you continue to have us connected to you, because you are the source. And we pray that the resources that you have connected us to, Father, that we're only connected to the ones that you have ordained.
Yes,
and any
Lord.
Connections that we have made that you have not ordained or approved of, we pray that you disconnect those right now.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God, we pray right now, even for this show, God, we pray that you just bless them indeed for this show and the Dr. Mandy Show. Bless them indeed and enlarge their territory for being obedient to your word, for being obedient to your way, Father, for being humble servants. God, we pray right now that the vision that you have given them, that you provide the provision so that they are able to continue to execute, Father. We pray right now for the pastors all over the world. We pray right now for your people. We pray that Christianity is able to continue to be spread around this world, Father. We pray for the lost souls right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for the person contemplating suicide right now, Father. We pray right now, Satan, we bind you in the name of Jesus, and we send you back to the pits of hell from which you came. For you cannot dwell in the body of Christ. You cannot dwell in God's vessels. We thank you, Father, for giving us the keys to the kingdom of heaven. And you said that everything that we bind on earth, you bind it in heaven. And everything we loose on earth, that you'll loose it in heaven. So, God, we pray right now that you just loose your spirit. We loose your spirit in Congress. We loose your spirit in all of legislation, Father. We loose your spirit right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
You be the truth and all men be a lie in the mighty name of Jesus. God, you will have your way and your way will win. In your precious son Jesus' name we pray, Father. We thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen. It is so and so it is. Yes. Well, Pastor, we touch and agree with that prayer. And to those of you on the network, we want to thank you for joining us on tonight. Well, Pastor, we want to thank you. We just pray restoration back into you and restore you, that you would have sweet peace on tonight. May the Lord God bless you and keep you. May God make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. And we know you got a great week ahead of you, and we want you to keep on keeping on being bold and courageous to keep put this word out there for us, Pastor.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am. And so we thank you for tonight, woman of God.
Thank you all. God bless you.
Ma'am.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Yes, ma'am.
You're welcome.
Well, we'll be talking to you, and you have a blessed, productive week, and we'll be talking to you soon.
Amen. Thank you. You
Amen.
Too.
All right. Good night. Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Pastor Nakia Webster. Yes, she's from the Activation of Church here in Dallas, Texas. Man, we just have been just so full of the word on tonight.
Yes.
Man, we have got this word all day long. I tell you, it is amazing how God speaks. You know what I'm saying?
It is
amazing how God just comes along and confirm and speaks. And we're in some trying times right now.
Yes.
A lot of people hearts are heavy, you know, as she prayed over this world and a lot of things that we need to take to Congress and our Senate is why, because, man, we got to do something about these guns out here on the streets, I tell you.
That's right.
You know, but ladies and gentlemen, all around the network, all around on the phone lines tonight, the phone lines are lit up. I've been strolling down. The phone lines are lit up on tonight. We want to thank all of you that stopped by the E-Man After Show. And this is what we want to continue to do. We want to, every first Sunday night, we want to have Bible study.
Yes.
You know, I like it plain.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But listen, I almost was going to take up offering on the line. You know, pass the offering plate. Why? Because this is just simple. This is the gospel, you know, and she made it real plain where a baby really can understand that.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? And we're going to be doing this for the rest of the year. How many more months we got? What month we in? We in May? What is it? We in March, right?
April,
we're in May. Jesus. We're in May. We got a few more months left. And we actually got, what, 7 more months left?
Yes, we do.
We started this new segment of the Bible study on the E-Man After Show at the first of the year because my pastor challenged me. Oh, shout out to Bishop Thomas Dexter Jakes, Senior Bishop P.D. Jakes. We just got back from the International Leadership Conference.
Shout out.
It was, listen, you can go online or you can stream or go to YouTube. It was an awesome summit, you know, that he had for leaders. And so we want to appreciate Bishop Jakes and all of they doing over at the Potter's House here of Dallas, and to all of you leaders out there, and to all of you that you know, follow Bishop Jakes, and to all of you leaders out there, I hope you've been blessed, and hope God have given you vision to, you know, walk in that. you know.
Yes.
And we just want to appreciate everybody that joined us on tonight. We want to thank Pastor. We want to thank everybody that's listening on tonight. Because, man, this Bible study, man, I think people are hungry for the Word of God.
That's right.
And just the information, and we're getting ready to wrap it up. We're not going to be long tonight because we got a long week coming ahead of us. What I get, the feedback that I've been getting, man, that it's real simple.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really just for people's faith to be challenged.
Right.
You know, it's really for people just to be challenged. And if you take these little 4 points that she gave tonight, this is enough meat for you to go off the rest of the week. If you, she came from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4 and 5. She came from Proverbs chapter 3, 5 and 6,
mm-hmm.
where you understanding. She came from John 14 and 15, obeying the commandments.
Mm-hmm.
And then Psalms 84 and 11, walking in integrity and obedience,
yeah.
and trusting God. If you just study those four scriptures, that'll bless you for a while, you know, because it'll strengthen that, you know, the little common things that we need in the body of Christ to keep moving.
Yes.
Yes. And so we want to appreciate her tonight. Man, this has been a blessed week. We have had a blessed week.
Mm-hmm.
We had a blessed weekend. Man, I tell you, we've been running. It's time for us to shut it down. Because, man, we did three prom send-offs this weekend.
We did.
Shout out to all of those that invited us out to the prom send-offs this weekend. My little niece two of my nieces, your niece and my niece.
Uh-huh.
Shout out to them. They went to their prom, and they were just beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah, shout out to Miss CJ. She was invited to her daughter's send-off.
Yes.
It was beautiful.
It was.
All three of the prom send-off that we attended on this weekend, they were beautiful.
Uh-huh.
And hopefully you're tired over there.
I'm sorry. I honestly did not mean to do that.
yes. And so shout out to your little niece, Shamarius. Shout out to her. She was beautiful. Shout out to my little niece, Rika.
Uh-huh.
And shout out to Corey. What's her daughter's name?
Chloe.
Yes. And we had an awesome time on these, you know, because I didn't really even know that's how they do it now.
Yeah, they
prom send-offs. I tell you, our streets are lit up. If you go down the street, that's all you running into is everybody doing a prom send-off. So, and the reason why I'm taking the time to share that because of the tragedy. I'm taking the time to share that because a lot of these young people was in the mall on yesterday,
mm-hmm.
shopping, doing their last minute shopping for the prom, doing their last minute shopping for their graduation, because graduation is coming up on us in a few more weeks.
Right.
And out of that, nine people lost their lives and seven of them are still in critical condition. And to those of you around the network, around the globe, where we're doing the E-Man After Show, we want to lift up America.
Amen.
We want to lift up America, man, because I tell you, it's crazy. On one hand, you got young kids just want to celebrate their prom, and their parents are putting a lot for them to go off to the prom. But nowadays, you almost got to take your child to the prom and drive them back home just to make sure they get back safe, because you just don't never know what's going to happen. But, yes, and so to all of the young people that's graduating, graduation is up on us. And next Sunday night, I'll be here, but you'll be out next Sunday night, man.
Yes.
It'll be Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're going to send you somewhere nice this weekend. And you'll be out Mother's Day. And so E-Man will be here just saluting mothers. And if you want to call in, and especially if your mother's still living, you want to call in and wish your mother a happy Mother's Day, you'll be able to do that on the Mended. I'm hosting both shows next Sunday night.
You are?
Yeah, you off on your show and E-Man After Show, huh?
That's right.
Well, we're going to be saluting mothers on next Sunday night. Why? Because I tell you, it's one for mama.
That's right.
Yes, and so come back next Sunday night. It'll be Mother's Day. And so if your mother's living, salute and celebrate your mother,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then we'll be back, and after that we'll be back. You'll be back with us, and
mm-hmm.
so we want to appreciate you guys for joining the E-Man After Show. So Mandy, we have had a long week.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I tell you, we had a long week, a long weekend, and we're wrapping it up on the E-Man After Show. So We want to thank Pastor Webster. You know, she did an awesome job. My brother's a pastor. My brother's been ordained as a bishop, and mm-hmm. as me and him talk, man, I share with him. I say, man, I just like it plain. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? I don't like nobody to get real, real deep. Just make it real, real plain. Mm-hmm. And that's what she did on tonight. So, ladies and gentlemen, on the network, on the phone lines, we want to thank you guys for staying up late with us. We know we're in different time zones, but thank you for staying up late with us. So, man, if you're ready to wrap it up, we're going to grab our papers. We're going to shut it down. We're going to act like we got to go somewhere, but we're just going in the next room.
Okay.
And so, man, then let's thank
B.I.G.
Because we believe in God.
Because God believes in me.
And we are all living proof.
Until next time, good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. And we will catch you on next Sunday night. Until then, good night.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.